Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Hey, listeners, welcome back to Building Better Workflows, the podcast to help you help your patients with their mental health needs. Today, we're going to be talking about training and education. So in thinking about transformation, it's important that we know what we do well, what we struggle with. And as we implement change, we kind of have to know what to do with these things. I remember when we implemented the PHQ-9 screens, no one ever told me about the screen. I didn't know how to score it. I didn't know what to do with it. Our staff was like, why are we doing this? Okay, what do I do with it? And I think that sometimes we put the cart before the horse. We start doing the screening without having the training. And training is so important in building confidence. So what are your training and knowledge gaps? Again, the survey that I talked about in the previous episode can guide figuring out what training do you need? Where are the areas that folks are comfortable with, that they feel really good about? Like, yeah, I understand how to do this. And what are the areas where they're like, ugh, I am totally out of my comfort zone with this. And then you can really target the need. Thinking of your practice roles, how will you address staff training? Clerical staff, clinical staff, and again, those physician and clinician staff. What topics do you need to address first? I am a broken record, and I'm going to say, consider suicide prevention as your first area to impact. What training and resources can you access in your community? For example, there is an amazing course called Mental Health First Aid for Youth, and it's a day-long training, but it really helps folks understand mental health conditions and how they might present. And it helps with kind of empathy, compassion, all the things that make people feel welcomed to your practice. Many community mental health agencies offer this training for free. There may be other organizations in your community. And in the resource book, we have all the links to that. You know, those trainings might also include Safe Talk or Question, Persuade, Respond, QPR. Those are trainings for talking to folks about suicidal ideation. Really kind of more geared towards the lay public, but I think it might be something to think about for your staff as a baseline training. When will you train? Is this something you might offer to your staff on a Saturday morning? Can you pay them for that? Can you work with your organization and bring training in? Can you make that part of onboarding? How will you assess competency? What will be required? How often will they have training? In one of the episodes, I'll go through a crisis call protocol, and that is how to manage a call that comes in from a parent where they raise a concern about their child's suicidal ideation or risk and how to manage that call. It's important that staff knows what the process is, how to use a smart phrase, what the scripting might sound like, and that can be a training that is required for all new hires and then annually for your staff. So now thinking about your three priority topics and where you will start to address those gaps in confidence and competence and begin to think about where we want to focus. You can use your SMART goal. Maybe one of your SMART goals is to look at training specifically for anxiety screening or substance use screening. And then you can begin to look at what the resources are in your community. If you have questions on training resources, I have so many ideas. Please reach out to me. I would be delighted to talk with you on a discovery call, and you can set that up through the Pediatric Meltdown website, pediatricmeltdown.com, and we can walk through how you might make those changes in your practice. Thank you so much for joining me. Next up will be screening tools, your choice. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.